just in light of the injury situation, I'm curious if you anticipate making any roster moves before Thursday's game, or does sort of the short preparation time make that less likely?
I think that's something that we're just going to have to evaluate here in the next in a day or two. And I've talked with Nick Casario and our coaching staff and Nick's staff, and we'll just have to try to figure it all out here. Like you said, it's a real short week. So we'll just have to take all those things into consideration and try to figure out what we're going to do if we would make one, and who would be, and so forth. So haven't decided that yet. See how it goes here.
Bill, what makes Mohamed Wilkerson just so productive?
He's big, he's fast, he plays with good technique, strong. He's an instinctive player, very instinctive player. So it's well coached. And he's a good fundamental player. He's got good talent. Recognizes things quickly. He's really improved every year he's been in the league. So if he gets a little bit of an advantage, you know, gets an edge, gets a gap. You know, he's a big, strong, fast man that's hard to recover against. And I would say they have a lot of other good players, too, so you can't just concentrate on any one guy. They have a lot of good players in their front, linebackers and defense. So if you put all your attention on one, you got a lot of the problems to deal with, so that really makes it hard.
Hi, Bill. Just to kind of follow up on Mark's question there, I know Richardson has been playing well through this year, and I'm wondering how you've seen Rex use those two guys to kind of take advantage of their strengths in his defense this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything that is, I'd say they kind of, they kind of do what they've done. They're just very good. And again, they're complemented with good players on the edge, whether it be Pace, Copels, Babin. There's only so many places you can put those guys, and they're basically between the outside shoulder of the guard, or I'd say they could be anywhere between the tackles, but, they're somewhere in the inside part of the formation. They're usually not out on the edge, out past the tackles. But they can be, together on, one on the nose and the other guy has a three technique on the same side. They can be opposite. They could be, working in conjunction with the defensive ends, or Harrison on the nose, or, but I don't think any of those are, you look up in the film and say, well, geez, we've never seen a guy there. We've never seen him do this before. They're in, I would say, common positions. They're just good, very good players.
I'll just kind of stick with the Jets defense there. And, Bill, I'm wondering what you've seen from prior. Obviously he's a rookie this year. How have you seen him perform as he's kind of made that leap this year?
Well, he's played in the have been involved in the kicking game. And then defensively, he's in there with Landry a lot. There have been a couple games last week, and I want to say the Detroit game, where they've used Jarrett. His plays, how much of that's injury or substitution, I'm not sure exactly. But so he's played quite a bit. He's got good – he's a tough kid. He's involved in a lot of contact plays in the running game. Wants to be part of it. He's kind of a likes to go for the big hit type of guy. He's playing with a very experienced player back there, Landry. Landry's excellent, does a great job of kind of quarterbacking the defense or the secondary in particular. And so, it looks like Pryor's certainly benefited from having, a real experienced player like that alongside him. But he's you know, a tough kid that's has helped him on defense and in the kicking game.
Paralysis by analysis, and you have to really guard against that, giving them too much and maybe giving them too much to think about on a week that's this short.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely trying to think. That's one of the big challenges for us as a coaching staff, is to try to find the sweet spot. The Jets are a big game plan team. They change things from week to week in all three phases of the game: offense, defense, special teams. They, you know, have specific things that they run against the team, and then you may not see those things for a while, or they may come back at a later point in time, so you have to be aware of them and cover them. But at the same time, that may not be what they did against you, what they did last week, or what they did the last two or three weeks. So we obviously have a long history with the Jets. We've seen all their games this year. We had all their games last year, the year before, all the matchups we've had against them. So, you know, there's enough information on them to keep us busy for, you know, a month or 6 weeks. But we need to, you know, boil that down and get it into, you know, certainly a manageable amount of information. And we have to somewhere along the line put our chips on what we're going to do. And we can't worry about every single thing they've ever done or that could happen, or, you know, be here forever. So we have to, you know, whittle it down to what we feel like are the most important things and how we're going to handle it. And, you know, I'm sure a little bit of that on their end too. So that's just, you know, part of the challenge of this game. And obviously, anytime you play the Jets, you're going to have to deal with in-game adjustments. Things are going to come up that you haven't practiced, or you haven't practiced as much as they come up in the game. And you have to be ready to make some in-game adjustments or changes as you see the game unfolding based on what you're doing and you know, what they're doing.
Bill, when you put the roster together, at the linebacker level, you didn't have a lot of numbers there. What was your plan there? Was it because there's so much time spent in sub-defense these days and you obviously need a bunch of defensive linemen? I just want to try and understand the thought process, because if there's a little attrition, it seems the team's up against it a little bit at that level.
Yeah, well, I would say in general, Tom, when you put the roster together, you try to create as much depth as you can on the roster. But I think as you look at every team in the league, there are certain spots on each team where you have a little bit less depth than others. And, and if anything happens at those positions, then you know, you have fewer people to work with. And if you have situations at position where you have more depth, it's still challenging, but you have, you know, more people to work with. So it's just a question of, you know, either how you want to handle the team just in terms of numbers, or where you feel like the quality of the players are in terms of the strength of the players that you put on your final roster. No, that's right. You keep a position over, you know, a more talented guy, or a more talented guy over a position, because you want the more talented player. But I think no matter how you put it together, when you start, you're going to be thinner at some positions than at others, and then you just have to wait to see how the season plays out to see how that materializes, because there's really, I don't think, any good way to forecast. Even though we've looked at it every year and continue to look at it, any kind of predictor as to, you know, how those are going to go, or how many of them, or where they're going to be, or that type of thing. It's, you just have to react to them as they come. So what we did is we tried to put together our best roster, including the practice squad, that would try to take into consideration those two basic things: overall depth and numbers at different positions, as well as the quality of the players that we're keeping. So,
hi, Bill. What did you see from Zach Moore on Sunday? And is he a player who might have earned some more snaps moving forward?
You know, I think, you know, Zach had limited opportunities, but I thought he was good in his limited opportunities last week. And again, Zach's making a big jump from the level that he played at last year to the NFL to, you know, the weekly changing offenses and defensive game plans and, you know, so forth that all go into that. But I think he's worked really hard, and both at his individual fundamental techniques, which needed, you know, she needs a lot of work on, but also the, you know, overall scheme and variations of the scheme from week to week, game plan variations that, you know, he's got to, say, learn and become familiar with. I mean, he works hard. He's a smart kid. I don't think that's the issue. It's just, you know, his experience is, it's improving every week. He's still got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, he played a little bit in the opener. Then he didn't play for a few weeks. Then he played last week. And so it was, you know, a good opportunity for him to get some playing time. I think he showed that, you know, he has been working hard, and he, you know, is staying up on things and, you know, is in position to help us. How many more of those opportunities there'll be or when they'll come, you know, I'm not sure, but I think the message is, you know, to be ready and take advantage of them when they do occur. And so I thought that was good.
Quick word on Jonas Gray. Bill, just a quick word. Jonas Gray, solid, and on the practice squad, and could he be a possibility?
I mean, look, we tell the practice squad, all those players every week, that they're one sprained ankle or one, you know, one day away from being active. And you know, we've made those moves as late as the day before the game. Saturday is on a Sunday game and things like that. So those players prepare every week to be ready to play, both on offense or defense and in the kicking game. And as you know, we've done that before. So but that's the same for them every week. There's nothing really, there's no difference for them this week or than from any other week. They're on the roster, on the practice squad, they're potentially on the roster for the game. So they prepare for the game as if they are on the roster. If it happens, if it doesn't, then we go to next week. Okay. Thank you.